some important dates. We're going to start our prayer and fasting on September 29th. So next Sunday is 22, so it will be the following Sunday, the 29th. 22, 29, I'm sorry, so 29, yeah, next, okay, next Sunday, 29. Okay, fasting. And then it will be followed October 9 and October 11. I was just checking whether you're sleeping or not. Okay, and then so October 9, that's a Wednesday, we're going to observe fasting, and then October 11. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? There's something about seeking God in our lives. There's something about humbling ourselves before God. There's something about recognizing and being aware of our need for God, not just individually, but also for our families, but also for nations. There's so many issues that that may be our maaring concerned po tayo about certain things na we could give to God. Amen. And so that would be September 29, October 9, and 11. And then October 27 is Harvest Festival for our children. Amen. And then God willing, as we as the Lord tarries, November 24th is our Thanksgiving service. We're already getting ready for our Thanksgiving service. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And okay, let's go to the reading of the Word of God. And if you're physically able, let's please rise up and let's honor the Lord as we read 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to start with verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to start with verse 13. Verse 13. It starts with therefore. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. So what do we prepare? Our minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. When that portion says, for it is written, so who said those words? The Lord, yes. So He's telling all of us for us to live a holy life. Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as how? Strangers where? Here, in this world, in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times. For whose sake? For our sake. Through Him you believe in God, who raised Him from the dead and glorified Him. That's Jesus. And so your faith and hope are in whom? In God alone. Now that you have purified yourselves, how? By obeying the truth. So when we hear the Word of God, which is the truth, and we obey it, we are purified. Hallelujah. So that you and I would have sincere love for one another. Because the Lord says, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been, here goes the word, born again. So being born again is not a human tradition. It's the Word of God that everyone needs to be born again. How do we get born again? Not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring Word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall. But the word of the Lord stands or endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Lord, we thank you, God, for this blessed opportunity that you've given all of us to hear your word. Your words, Lord Jesus, that are life to all of us. And how much we need your Holy Spirit to give us that understanding and revelation that would Renew our minds and our hearts, God, that we may know the truth that comes from you alone, from your word. The truth that will set us free. The word of God that endures forever. The word of God that can bring about our salvation when we receive it with meekness in our hearts. And so, Lord, we thank you for blessing everyone that's gathered here this afternoon. And we thank you that, Lord, we will never leave this place empty-handed, but filled with every good thing that comes from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Praise God. Last Sunday, we said something like, you know, when we have something valuable to us, we take care of that thing that is valuable to us. We thought of a lot of examples as far as what are the things that you may value. It can be your possessions. It could be money. It could be for the women. It might be their bling bling, their jewelry. It's like, you know, they treasure it and they look for a safe place to hide those things, right? Because they consider that as something important and something valuable. For Christians, and when we say a Christian, when the Bible calls us a Christian, it's not just by name, because how many of you have read the assignment, the book of Jude? Some made a comment, I cannot understand what I read. It's okay if you have not understood yet what you read. Keep on reading and keep on praying, because we're going to tackle certain portions of that, and we're going to like tie it up with certain scriptures that tells us, because there are two things entrusted to a Christian that is important at napakahalaga, very valuable. Dalawang bagay po na mahalaga before whose sight? God's sight. Kasi it, alam niyo, we need to understand, kaya we are thankful that God preserved the Bible. How napakahalaga nitong Word of God. Haven't you noticed? Ano yung sabi dun sa, everything will fade. Everything will perish dito sa mundong to. But the Word, look, did you see that? But the Word of the Lord will endure forever. Mawawala ho na lahat, pero the Word of God will remain. So, meaning to say how much God values the Word of God and how important it is to you and me. So every time we set aside time to read the Word, study the Word of God, something happens to us deep down inside of us. We might not immediately see the benefits, but in the long run, the Word of God is compared to a seed. Seed. Look at this. The Lord always does things in a seed form. Haven't you noticed that? Seed form. Kasi the seed, when a farmer plants that seed, the farmer wouldn't expect that seed overnight tomorrow, uy, ang taas na, may bunga na, may fruits na. Of course not. And our faith is the same way. Faith starts with you and me receiving the Word of God that is like seed. San ho tinatanim? Sa heart natin. And ang paglago niyan, and for that seed to grow, it would always involve time. Like a good farmer, what does a good farmer do with that seed once na naitanim yan, yung binhing yan? Amen? Didiligin, aalagaan, ininurture until that the life inside that seed sprouts. Nagbibigay buhay kaya, can I say this? Be patient. Maaring you have known the Lord for a year or two, or at times 5 years na, pero you know, we don't judge anyone, please. We don't judge anyone. Maaring ang level ng isa nandito na, tapos yung isa nandito pa. Let's just encourage one another in the stages of growth. Pag ikaw malakas ang faith mo, then, Lord, how can I help someone who's struggling? We are in this together as a body. And so, pag let's say, meron tayong mga assignment, uy, nasagot, nagawa niyo na ba yung homework niyo? And it's for us. It's for us. We're going to collect them next Sunday. It's for us. When we know more about the Word of God, it's not to boast na, uy, marami na akong alam sa Word of God. Ikaw, marami ka bang alam? And it's not even to boast about that, but for us, number one, it's for our benefit when you and I grow up spiritually strong in our faith. And yet, meron pang another purpose, and that God would use you and me sa gawain, for us to encourage those who are struggling in their walk with the Lord. Amen. So there are two things entrusted to us. Number one is God's Word and the gift of eternal life. So what are those two things? The Word of God and the gift of what kind of life? Eternal life. May eternal value. Because lahat po ng bagay dito sa mundo, ano, yung value ay nagpa-perish, nagpa-fade, right? Let me give you an example. If you have a brand new car, let's say you bought a car nitong Labor Day. The moment that left the parking lot ng dealer, depreciated na yan. How many of you invest in stocks? Maring, for some of you are working sa 401, nung last quarter, naku, bumaba, right? Nagde-decrease ang value. So many things. Sa bahay, ganun din, sa real estate market. There was a time, 2008, nag-crash po ang real estate. And so here in this world, you and I, nakikita natin na lahat ng bagay dito in this life ay yes, thank you, Sister Emma, temporary. That's why, sabi ko sa Bible, that's why you and I should fix our eyes on things that are not seen. Because the things that are not seen, they are eternal. But the things that are seen are what? Temporary. There are many constant reminders to all of us about how tong life na to, this earthly life, is fragile and temporary. Yesterday po, for some of you, my mom and I were not able to attend yung ating prayer, regular Friday prayer meeting because we had to go to Chula Vista because the husband of my cousin passed away. He was just 52 years old. How many of you, pag pumunta kayo in a memorial service like that, and di ba yung merong ipapakita, whether yung dun sa mga memorial flyers, there merong these two things, date of birth and the date of death. Pero there's one small icon. It's just a small dash, a hyphen, small hyphen. And come to think of it, that small hyphen may meaning what happened between the date of birth and the date of death. How did that person live the hyphen? That signifies what transpired between the date that you and I were born and tayo buhay pa, no? Pero the Bible tells us that there's an appointed time to everyone, for everyone, and that's a humbling truth. When you and I would attend a memorial service, we are confronted with that truth, a humbling truth, na the time can come to anyone, whether you're a young person. We need to embrace the truth that comes from the Word of God. That's why, look at what Psalm 90 verse 12 says. Look at, tingnan niyo po yan, Psalm 90 verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 12. This is a beautiful prayer to come to God. Psalm 90 verse 12. Are you there? Teach us, Lord, to number. Look at what the Holy Spirit used. Teach us to number our days aright. I'm reading from the NIV version. That we may gain a heart of wisdom. Namnamin ho natin yan. Let's just look at what the Lord is telling us. I like how it started. It says, teach us. Do we need to be taught? When we come to the Lord and say, Lord, teach me. That's a beautiful position to be in. Lord, teach me your ways. Meaning to say, God, it's in effect saying to God, Lord, I don't know what to do. Teach me. Turuan mo ko, Lord. Turuan mo ko how to number my days. To number my days. When we come to God with that prayer, ang sabi niya is that you and I may gain a heart of wisdom. wisdom from the Word of God tells us na ano yung wisdom na yun. Meron kasing worldly wisdom versus godly wisdom. May such a great difference. Such a great difference. Pero mas gusto natin yung wisdom that comes from God, right? Yes. Because it's God who made us, and it's God who knows what's best for us. Without Jesus, we are lost. Some people need to really realize that without Christ, we are all lost. In fact, sabi po sa Isaiah, we are likened to a sheep that has gone astray, each one to his or her own way. Isn't that our tendency? We do things our way. Pero the moment you and I come into that relationship with the Lord Jesus, we begin to see na, Lord, no longer should I live my life just for myself, pleasing what I want to do, to please the desires of this flesh. But Lord, ngayon ang gusto kong mangyari is ma-please ka. We're going to read a certain portion of that scripture later on. So we all need the wisdom that comes from God, whether you're a young teenager, whether you're in your mid-20s, 30s. If you are a young couple and you have children that you need to raise up in the ways of God, you need the wisdom of God. We would always quote this, that unless the Lord builds the house, they that build labor in vain. Without the Lord, all our efforts will be in vain. Kaya, you know, it's sad when some people would say, I have spent all my energy, my time doing all this and nagkatong na walang saysay. God would want to spare any one of us from that, from wasted years, from years spent on something that walang meaning and purpose na na-contribute to your life and even to eternity. Amen? So when we ask the Lord, Lord, teach me how to number my days. Lord, we don't even know what lies ahead, right? Are you and I guaranteed about our tomorrows? None of us. Kaya, sabi nga sa Bible, today is a day of salvation. When the Word of God is shared to so many, let's pray na, you know, each one would make that decision, because when eternity is hanging in the balance, it's something na hindi dapat po i-delay. It's humbling truth. Na kaya in God's mercy and grace, God would want us to show that this is the way for us to achieve eternal life. And how? How? Faith in Christ. Faith in His Word. Amen? Believing that what Jesus did at the cross, you and I have the forgiveness of our sins, and that He is coming back for the second time. He rose from He died on the cross for our sins. He rose again on the third day, and He's coming back. That's good news. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're all fully convinced that we need God and His wisdom. And where does wisdom come from? From the Word of God. That's found in Proverbs 2. So we need the Word of God even in our decision making. How many of us find ourselves in situations wherein we need God? Because God knows what's best for you and me, whether a decision that you have to make, more so for parents here, when you make a decision, it does not just affect your life. It would also affect your children. Even for grandparents, in our culture, Filipino culture, masyado tayong closely knit together, right? And so our decisions would affect even the lives of the people around us, close to us. Amen. And so that's why we need God. And I would always quote this to most of you, to all of you all the time, and I'll never get tired of quoting it. Psalm 119, verse 105. When those times come in your life, Psalm 119, verse 105, Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So when you are confronted with decision making, ask God, Lord, give me your word. Bigyan mo ako ng, Lord, I need a God word. I need a God word. Amen. So not basing it on our intellect, not leaning on our own understanding, not leaning on our emotions. Kasi Lord, parang at times this is how I feel, what I should do. Never rely on our emotions, right? Tama po ba yon? Yes, because the heart is deceitful above all things, the Word of God says. Kaya our safety is when we seek God, humble ourselves before God and say, Lord, show me what to do and show me in your word. Always ask for God's word. Amen. How many of us know that the word of God is also important to us to strengthen us? We need the strength of God. We need the strength of God to keep pressing on. What does that mean? When the testing of faith comes, and that's a season in everyone's life, it will come. It will come. But praise God, our Lord Jesus, He promised that He will be with us always. Yun ho, kaya napakahalaga. In the study of the word of the Lord, we can never overemphasize how the mind should be saturated. There's never such a greater need. Hindi ho natin ma-overemphasize the great need for our minds to be filled and saturated with the Word of God. Because you know what? The Word of God is truth. That's found in the Gospel of John. Para niyo malaman ang katotohanan, can I say this, even for those who are still in school, mga young adults natin in the universities and colleges, marami pong itinuturo that's not in line with the Word of God. All of us, every day, social media, left and right, maraming ideas, opinions, but we need to, magiging filter, or how do we say that na, ang basihan ho natin, i-compare natin, whether ang nagsabi nun ay someone of status or position, minsan pag celebrity, sinabi ng idol ko eh. Right? And we give so much value to what others would say, pero is that what Jesus is saying in His Word? And so, whether that person comes from a high position of authority, laging Word of God ang basihan. Amen. Why? There are many today who are totally opposed to God's Word. Totally opposed. And alam nyo ba na, and not only to the Word of God, but totally opposed to Christians, followers of Christ. It was just like, how many of you remember, I think it was just last year, when some Christians shared their views, and even yung top officer ng Chick-fil-A shared his, not opinion, but his beliefs as far as what the Word of God says. Ay, the following day po, marami nang nagpo-protest in front of a lot of Chick-fil-A stores. And they would say, do not buy from them. See, that's why the Word of God says, if God is for us, who can be against us? I'm just giving you one just example. Okay, Chick-fil-A. Pero do you know, one of the beliefs ng Chick-fil-A is they honor Sabbath. That's why they're closed on Sundays. So if you love their sandwiches, samba Chick-fil-A dito? Meron sa Hawthorne. And it's Sunday. Spare yourself. Don't go because they're closed. Why? Because they're honoring Sabbath. And the Wall Street Journal tells us that sarado sila ng Sunday compared to those open 7 days a week. But they're nasa top three ng mga fast food restaurants. Why? Because they know that the principle that's found in the Word of God works. Setting the priorities right. In the 1950s, there was a time wherein talagang almost everyone here in America is observing that. What is your observation today? What is your observation today? Is that still? No. Existing? No. No. And so, tinitwist na ho yung truth. Because they would na-compromise on truth. But the moment, that's a danger zone for any Christian when we begin to okay naman pala, walang nangyari sa akin, hindi ko midlat, hindi ako tinamaan ng kidlat. No, it's not that, but it's more of, we need to, we ask ourselves, ang belief ko ba is aligned with how I live my life? Because when you and I read the book of Jude, it's a reminder for us who say that we are followers of Christ, whether ang ating buhay po would match what we believe. Our convictions should always match how we live our lives. But are we already perfect? No, we're not. We are all being changed by God day by day through the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, what we would want to focus is, dahil sabi ho ni Jesus, that in the last days, many will be what? Deceived. Deception versus truth. People would say na, oh, hindi lang si Jesus ang way to heaven. Kayo mga Kristiyano, you're so narrow-minded. But who are we? Tingnan po natin yun sa John, okay? Just to tell us. Kaya ho, it's important for us to read the Word of God. Because we find the Word of God, wait, we find the truth where? In God's Word. Look at John 14. John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. That's a beautiful thing about the Lord. Ayaw niya ho tayong, our minds and our hearts are filled with anxiety. It says, trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Who's saying these words? Jesus. Look at what he said. I am going there to prepare a place for you. Know that that our God is a God of preparation. He is preparing us for the future. Sabi ho sa binasa natin sa 1 Peter, we are just what? Strangers in this world. Sojourners. Hindi ho to ang ating eternal home. Jesus, when he said, before he died and rose again, he said, I am going to prepare a place for you where? Heaven. Heaven is a real place. Heaven is real and so is hell. Look at this. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. Here we go. Jesus is coming back. And take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know, when right now, we are enjoying the presence of God every time we come together in our time of worship, in our time of, do you know that the Lord is present right now? Amen. When you and I are studying the Word of God, we are honoring Jesus. Kaya, when you would decide na, oh, gusto ko ma-focus to what the Word of God is telling me, I would like to hear from God today. Amen. And so, he tells us, I will come back and take you to be with me. That's how He loves us. Di ba pag mahal niyo isang tao, gusto niyo lagi niyong kasama yon? No? Ba't ko konti ang amen? Of course, at times, in any relationship, mayroong mga unpleasant. Pero of course, when you love a person, bottom line is, kaya kailangan natin matutong magmahal the way Christ loves us, right? Amen. And so, let's jump to verse 5. Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? But Jesus answered, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's Jesus. If you really knew me, you would only know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Because Jesus is the express image of God. If you and I want to know more about God, let's look at Jesus. Let's read the Gospels. Doon natin makikita how He is. Amen. And so, kaya it's so important. As Brother Nelson mentioned it to us, how all of us would want a fruitful life. Sino ba naman hindi gustong fruitful life? What is a fruitful life? What is a fruitful life? It's not just about how much money you have in the bank. But can I say this na God is our faithful supplier. When you and I are obeying the Lord in the area of giving, eto na naman, like parang seed yan, seed. Kaya hindi natin pwede i-treat na when you and I dropped our envelope na parang Las Vegas way, kaching, kaching, kaching. No. It's like you planted a seed today or a month ago. Hindi ko alam kung yun talaga ang tunog sa Las Vegas. Hindi pa ako nakakarating. But what I'm saying is, kasi we are all, ang ating mentality na tutulad sa the ways of the world. we would want always quick fixes, whether, Lord, ay, isang taon na akong nagbibigay ng, bakit parang wala pa yung kaching-kaching ko? But no, we wait. We wait. Do you know that God is also preparing us? He knows the best time when the blessings will be released. Kasi when you and I are not yet ready, wala pa tayong wisdom on how to handle the finances, hindi niya pa bibigay yon. But when He sees that you and I are faithful with small things, let's say you got a raise. Nabigyan ka ng raise, how much? Halimbawa, $200. Tinetest tayo whether we will be faithful in that small thing. Sa $200, magkano yung 10% noon? Oh, to it. Those things. Even at times you go beyond. When you and I go beyond the 10%, that's the offering part. And so that's why when you and I give, tapos ang pagbigay kay Lord, from the heart. May delight. Ay, excited. Kaya pag sila Sister Cynthia and the other ushers tumatayo na, ay, ako, excited ako magbigay. Ganun ba kayo? Kasi even when you and I have given to the poor, ano sabi po sa Proverbs? When you and I give to the poor, it's like lending to God. Bakit ginamit ang Holy Spirit like lending? Kasi sabi ni Lord, I will pay you back. I will pay you back. That's how God is. He's teaching us ma-develop in all of us yung spirit of generosity. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. And so we're so thankful na kayo you are catching that vision. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the times that we are living in, many are opposed to the Word of God. Bakit? Bakit ayaw nilang Word? Kasi the Word of God would serve as a light. As a light. Ang light would expose yung darkness. Do you notice that, pero naiiba na rin yung times. Sabi sa Bible, in the last days, yung evil will grow worse, that they're even flaunting it. Every time I would say this, I would give like a statement ahead. We're not here. When we make comments about certain lifestyles that the Lord says that's a sin, S-I-N, sin. Kasi yung sa Bible, pag sinabing kasalanan yan, kasalanan. And the world would even change it para maging acceptable. And there would be many that have that kind of thinking na para maging acceptable, they would make all the excuses to justify their sinful acts. I work in West Hollywood. Alam niyo ba pag yung ano bang time yon, yung may Halloween and then may parade, the gay parade and all. It's a Father's Day. That you're right, Brother Roel. It's a big thing. And you would see them. And they are in darkness. People who are involved, whether in lesbianism or homosexuality, the Bible calls it really a sin. You and I have to read the Word of God to find out what are the things na to the Lord ay mali. And we're not here to judge them. We're here to pray for them and gamitin tayo ni Lord na para makita nila ang katotohanan. Amen? And so, what do they do, itong mga people who are opposed to the Word of God? They twist God's truth para to deceive many. Now, when you read the book of Jude, for some of you who read it, praise God, the portion of these scriptures, haven't you noticed, yun yung Word of God before revelation. Did you see that? Yeah. Merong order. We are not here to question, pero may purpose ang Holy Spirit. Because revelation talks about the last days. We don't have, hindi ho tayo kailangan pumunta pa sa manghuhula to know what's going to happen in the future. It's the Word of God that tells us what will happen in the future. The revelation, the book of Revelation tells us. But here is the book of Jude. Napaka-ikli. Walang chapter, right? Have you noticed it? No, may walang chapter. It's so short. You can read it in less than 30 minutes. Pero the focus of this scripture is, it focuses on apostasy. What is apostasy? What does the Bible say? Yes, it's when people turn away from the truth. Once they kind of believe, pero later on they turned away from it. And you would, I have read many articles wherein at one point they believe that the Word of God is truth. Pero now they're questioning, how can a merciful God send people to hell? What is your stand? Do you believe in hell?
Yes.
It's a place intended for Satan and his cohorts and for those who reject Jesus, unfortunately. Kasi the Father God already sent a way for our salvation. We cannot save ourselves from our sins. Kaya si Jesus ang pinadala. And He died for us. Hindi na tayo kailangan mag-suffer ng punishment or the wrath of God because of sin, because of Christ. So when you and I have Christ, we are not subject to God's wrath. But here's the thing. In the book of Jude, eto na po, there would be that time wherein people will turn away from the truth because there would be some, what the Bible calls, false teachers. May false teaching. Ano yung teaching na yun na mali? There's one that they would say that Christians can do as they pleased without fear of consequences of their actions. Let's look at verse 4. Are you there with me in the book of Jude?
Yes.
Okay. Look at verse 4. What does it say there? Okay. Sige. Okay. Look at what, for certain men whose condemnation, let's start with verse, ano muna, verse 3. Dear friends, although I was eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to what? Yung word na contend, that's a strong, you and I are called to fight for God's truth and faith, our faith. Not just passive believing, oh, ako naniniwala dyan, pero there's a call to action. Remember what we read? We need, so our minds need to be ready for action. Now, you and I need to contend or fight for the faith that was once for all entrusted to whom? Who are the saints?
Yeah.
Do you know that once you and I put our faith in Christ, the word, the Bible calls us saints. And some people would, ako saint? It's not my word. It's the word of God. It's the word of God. Look at this. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. Look at this. They are godless men, here we go, who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ as our only sovereign and Lord. Did you see that? So there would be some teachings that are already prevalent, even not just during those times, but even today. Na they are saying na as a Christian, oy, sige, okay ka lang, mag-enjoy ka ng buhay mo. You could do that. You could. Some are even guilty already of fornication. They think that they are saved. Do you follow? We're not here to judge. But what the Bible is telling us is, because now the Word of God shows us that these people have a light view or poor understanding of God's nature. Ano yung nature ni God? Of His holiness and His justice. Let me say that again. When you and I read the Word of God, we come to know the Lord more, right? How many of you know that our God is a merciful God? Na-receive ba natin yung mercy and grace niya? Yes. How many of us know that He's a faithful God?
Amen.
Meron bang mga times we were in trouble, we called on Him, and then He came to the rescue?
Yes.
Faithfulness of the Lord. But there's another angle or nature of the Lord, His holiness and justice. He's a just God. He's fair and just in all of His ways. Do you know that in Malachi it says, that's why it's good to read the Bible, Malachi, hindi lamang for tithing. There's one portion there that says, the time is coming wherein God would say, makikita nyo ang kaibahan of those who serve me and those who don't. If you're serving God, do you know that God will reward you? If you're serving in our Sunday school, God will reward you for what you're doing. If you're part of the intercessory group and you're serving God through prayer, you're serving God. In our giving, we're serving God. Amen? God sees all of that. God sees all of that. And the day is coming wherein He's going. In Revelation it says, I have my rewards with me when I see you. Amen. And so that's why You and I need to be ready for that time. Hallelujah. And so we're seeing many who believe that how they live their lives every day has little to do with their faith. Let me say that again. Kaya napakahalaga. It's so important for us to know the truth from the Word of God. They would say that, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. But in their minds, they think now how they live their lives from Monday to Saturday, or not even coming on Sunday to honor Sabbath. They think now that has little to do with, you know, my faith in Christ. I can do what I want for the rest of the week. No. Look at what Jesus said in John 8, verse 31. John 8, 31. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Gospel of John. Praise the Lord forevermore. He is the truth. Look at verse 31 to 32. John 8, the Gospel of John. To the Jews who had believed him, that's Jesus, Jesus said, are you there with me? Verse 31. If you hold to my teaching, or if you obey my teaching, or my word, you are really my? Okay. So how is one known kung talagang siya ay disciple of Christ? We obey the teachings of the Lord. We obey His word. We obey His word. Kailangan nung namnamin nating lahat ito, so we're all on the same page. What did Jesus say? You are my disciples indeed if you obey my word. Look at 32. Then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Let me give you an example. You know, we as a family, we were born and raised in a very religious background. I've never read the Bible all throughout my life. And it was only when I was in my almost mid-20s when my father passed away and there was a spirit-filled Christian brother. You know, most of you know my testimony as far as how I came to be born again. So all throughout those years, my mind was like molded into believing that faith, now I have to be a part of that religious organization for me to go to heaven. And there are certain practices that we were doing that's not in line with the Word of God. But the moment the Lord gave me the opportunity to hear the gospel, to hear His word, and it was not even in one sitting that everything was like unveiled. It was like a moment-by-moment thing. But the first thing that I was asked by this brother as he was led by the Spirit of God was, have you ever committed your life to Jesus? I believe in Jesus, but during that time I was like up to here with my problems, so I was negative, I was angry. I already stopped going to church, and because my mind was filled with all negative things, that it's like I would be praying, but my prayer would be like an angry tone. If you're God, how come I'm suffering in all this? And I would pray, and my prayer was, Lord, I don't want to wake up tomorrow, okay? I don't want to live my life. That's the condition, the state of my mind. We used to live in an apartment in Azusa, and there was like a swimming pool because I've never learned how to swim at all. And so, there would be even thoughts, entertaining thoughts. What if how deep is this pool? Those thoughts. When a life is filled with darkness and all this negativity, but you know what? In the mercy and grace of God, that was changed. That was changed. Hallelujah. Now I know that there's a God, and the God who cares. Even when it's like I was praying and I'm mad at Him, that in His mercy and grace, He made a way for me to hear the message of the gospel. And He sent someone, galing bagong salta from the Philippines. Hallelujah. Got hired in the place where I was working, and he had his Bible lagi. Pagpasok ko niya sa office, ako, ang ngiti niya. There was something about his countenance that I couldn't like explain, but because I wasn't born again yet, it's like in my mind, eto na naman tong guy na to, nakakainis. This guy needs a life. Those are the thoughts that I had in my mind. This guy needs a life, not realizing that I needed the gift of eternal life. And so to make the long story short, he shared to me about Jesus. In fact, the first time that he invited me to the Bible study, I refused. Talagang, N-O, can you read my lips? No, I'm not interested. But we were there up in the lunchroom, and then he read a portion of the scriptures, and the scriptures like did a heart surgery and exposed my sinfulness. The Lord spoke to me that day, and I know now, looking back, because hindi ko pa ho alam yung Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4 says that the word of God is likened to a double-edged sword that pierces through the thoughts and intents of the heart. Na-expose ho yung nasa heart ko that day. In fact, nagri-ring ho yung word. Kaya talagang totoo, the word of God is alive. It's alive. And because he was spirit-filled, talagang power ng Holy Spirit, he was just reading, mind you. He just read the word, pero the word of God is powerful. It did a number on me that I went home, nagri-ring. It's like the Holy Spirit, talagang kumbaga may bullhorn siya, hello! And just told me that I needed Jesus. And so that moment came, the defining moment came when he asked me, do you want to accept Christ as your Savior and Lord? You know, no one has ever asked me that. No one. And you know what? And I know it's by the grace of God that my mom and I said yes to that and we accepted the Lord. Can I tell you? My life was never the same from the negative things. Nagbago. It's like now I began to have hope. Hindi pa nagbabago all of the negative things in my life, in my family, but you know what? I know for sure that now I have hope in God. In fact, there was a time wherein, because it was when my father passed away that they came to us, and they visited us, dala nila yung kanilang Bible and their guitar. And even before that, can I tell you, God is a way of speaking to your heart and mind. We had a very, very old Bible that my father purchased from a book sale, garage sale pala, yung sa neighbor namin. And he already passed away, and it was on top of the coffee table. I picked it up, not knowing any books in the Bible. Zero, zada, nada, zilch, kaput. Nothing about the Bible. I just opened it, and it landed in Isaiah, where it says, today I'm going to do a new thing. It shall spring forth, and you shall know it. For some reason, when my eyes landed on that verse, na parang boom! Something spoke to my heart like it has never happened before. All I know is, nagkaroon ako ng hope that day. And then, na-zero in na, and then being invited to Bible studies and all, and the rest is history. Now, when I made that decision to accept Christ, my life was never the same. And here I am, sharing with you what the Word of God can do in your life. During all those years, I was in my mid-20s, 61 na po ako. Are there times of na-challenge ang faith? Oh, yes! Many times. Recently lang yung 2 years ago, more than 2.5 years ago. But can I say this? In all those moments when my faith was being challenge to the core. Talagang sinishake ang faith. The Lord did what He promised na when you and I make Jesus as our firm foundation, when we hear yung basic teaching na we hear the Word of God, hear and obey. So when we hear and obey, it's like building our house upon the rock. Jesus is the rock. So yung song na yung kinanta natin kanina, I can sing because Jesus is the rock of my life. Let's do a capital R on that one, on that, okay? Let's do a capital R. Jesus is the rock of my life now. Even when problems come, ayun dyan pa tayo, firm. Kahit na the winds and the storms of life come, talagang binoblow tayo na gustong mag-iba, ma-destroy ang life natin, but we're still here standing because you know why? Because Jesus is true, He is real, He's alive, and His Word, what He says in His Word, He does it. When God says, I will never leave you, when you feel like you're alone, when there's no one else around you, at times we rely on a lot of people not to be by our side. But the truth, the reality is, the People even close to us won't be around us all the time. But when you and I have this certainty and our faith is so secure in knowing Christ and what he said in his word he will do, then you and I are safe. You know, a few weeks ago, how much the word of God is so powerful. I would bring my small Bible every time I would have my lunch. And, there's something about the word of God that tells us how he has so much promises. Look at Proverbs 2, just to show you, okay? Proverbs, let's look at Proverbs 1 first. Proverbs 1. You need wisdom for today? Here it goes. It comes from the word of God. Look at verse 33 of chapter 1. Whoever listens to me, you're there with me? Whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without secure. Where is your security? Where is our security? Even as a nation, it's not about nuclear power. It's not about having an army. Our security is found in Christ. Some people would say, pag meron akong enough money sa banko, secure ako. Some people would say that pag meron akong, I'm not against saving up. There's wisdom in saving for the rainy days, so to speak. Wisdom yon. Pero our safety and security is not how much money we have in the bank. Our security is having Christ. Look at this. Whoever listens to me, this is what the Lord says, will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Look at verse 6 of chapter 2. But if you call out for insight, verse 3, and cry out aloud for understanding, and if you look for it, what's it? The word of God, as for silver, and search for it as for hidden treasure. How do you search for a hidden treasure? When you lose something that's valuable, di ba? Yung iba, ano yun sa Tagalog? Sinasaliksik ba? Tama ba yun? Dinidig. When you're looking for something that's valuable to you and it's lost, you look for, search the whole place. And it tells us here the right way of looking for God's word. Search for it as for hidden treasure. Pag ganun ang ginawa natin, look at verse 5. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Look at verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. He holds victory in store for whom? For the upright. He is a shield to those who walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Are those promises from God? Yes. You and I can hold on to these promises, and there's so many of them. So many of them. Now, so we're going to look at, as we end, let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. So the question now is, am I just a Christian by name, or ang aking faith ay nagmamatch sa aking buhay? Let's look at that. For the time is here for us to really examine ourselves. We have to do that, all of us. Okay. Let's start with, hallelujah. Let's start with verse 17 of chapter 4, and then we're going to go straight to chapter 5. Let me know if you're there. Ephesians 4, 17. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their what? Mind, thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God. Where does life come from? From the Lord. Kasi we're not just here to exist. But for us to have meaning and purpose in life, we need to get connected with the Lord Jesus. Like what was said by Brother Nelson, for Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Para maging fruitful ang life natin, we have to stay connected to the Word of God, because that's where life comes from. Because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Sabi ho sa Bible, today if you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts. pag nangusap si Lord and tells you, do not do that, don't touch that, let's listen to Him. Kasi the more a person would ignore and like, laging pinagsasantabi yung sinasabi ni Lord na, anak, iwanan mo yan. Yung heart nahaharden. When the heart is hardened, you know what? The time is coming, hasabi ni Lord, He's going to give you over to what you like. So, we want na habang, sabi nga, seek the Lord while He may be found. So, habang nangungusap pa si Lord, yeah, let's obey God. Hallelujah! Amen. Kasi long-suffering pa si Lord, pero merong hangganan yan, ha? Okay. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over, here we go, to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, that's the Christians, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of Him and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. So where do we find the truth? In Jesus. You and I were taught with regard to our former way of life. So put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of our minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of us must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. We can never overemphasize yung need of forgiving one another. Huwag po tayong magtatanim ng sama ng loob sa kapwa. Amen? He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So, ibig sabihin, pati yung the way we talk sa ating pong mga pananalita, magkakaroon na rin ng pagbabago. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, I would always say this, I'm not even proud of it. I was like that before. I would curse a lot, pero the more I would spend time in the Word of God and my heart will be filled with God's Word, unti-unting nawawala po yun. So yung dating nag-curse, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. At saka yung words na sasabihin na would be something na yung taong kausap with grace. Di ba pag sinabing ang speech mo ay seasoned with salt? Pag seasoned with salt, yung tamang-tama lang, anong nangyayari? What does the salt do to the food? Good flavor. Kaya, pingi pa nga, di ba? Pag masarap, no? The same way with us. When our speech is seasoned with salt, mapapansin niyo po yan. Naku, gusto kong kausap ka. Have people told you those things na, I like talking to you kasi ang words mo, ibang klase yung sinasabi mo, nakakagaang ng kalooban ko, right? Because that's the Spirit of God working in you and me. Amen. Yun po ang gusto natin mangyari sa life natin. That the life of Jesus ay nakikita sa atin, even sa ating speech. Now, let's continue. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Look at verse 1 of chapter 5. Be imitators of whom? Be imitators of God, therefore as dearly loved children, and live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Self-explanatory to, di ba? Okay, let's continue. Eto na po, verse 3. But among you, there must not be even a what? Just even a hint. A hint of what? Of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking. Sa everyday language natin, green jokes, no? Which are out of place, but rather, dapat thanksgiving. Oh, beautiful. For of this you can be sure, look at this, no immoral, impure or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Wow. Let no one, here we go, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are what? Disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you once were in darkness, but now, as Christians, we are now light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in what? May goodness, righteousness, and what? Again, what? Truth. All right. And look at verse 10. And find out what pleases the Lord. Did you see that? It's high time na itong buhay natin. Let's find out what pleases God. Ano ba ang Lord, what will please you? Let's find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. Kaya ito, kaya galit sa atin ang mga yung mga disobedient to the word of God. Kasi dahil we have the light and we share to them the word of God. I remember this he's a Hollywood celebrity, but he's a Christian. He shares the word of God. And so, ang kanyang popularity nag-decline because ayaw nilang marinig yung sinishare niya. But, you know, he wasn't affected by that at all because right now, he knew perfectly well that my life is no longer to please Hollywood by, you know, what they like, but I have to stand for what I believe. Tayo as Christians, we already faced with that. Amen. Kaya pinag-aaralan po natin to because we need to be strong in what we believe in. A lot of people, alam nyo, ang voices ng opposition is getting louder and louder. And we need to need wisdom from God on how to share our faith to others na in the dark. Not to put them down, but to share to them that this is what the Word of God says. Amen. So let's continue. So now look at this. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live. Ito na po, yung ating small hyphen. Be very careful, this is the word of the Lord to all of us, how you and I live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, let us not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. How can we find out the will of God? We spend time with Him, seeking Him in prayer, the Word of God, and asking the help of the Holy Spirit, and He will show us, He will show you and me what the will of God is in your life and mine. And look at verse 18. Do not get, ano ba sabi? Kanino sinasabi to? Christians? Itong word na to. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to dissipation. Or sa Bible ko, debauchery. Hindi natin naririnig yung debauchery. Sasabihin nyo, ano ba yan? Hindi ko maintindihan. Kayo ha, meron na kayong smartphone. Sino may Google sa smartphone? Google nyo, what is the definition of? Pag hindi nyo naintindihan, Google, definition. I did that. Ano ba yung debauchery? Debauchery is excessive indulgence. Excessive indulgence to satisfy sensual pleasures. Some Christians would say, yeah, of course, when God gives us blessings, gusto niyang ma-enjoy natin ang blessings. Pero, pag excessive, too much, ang time na lang is pleasure sa katawan. Kaya pag, meron tayong outreach dito, kasi may party ko doon atin. We need wisdom to balance our lives. Kasi, can I say this? This is happening with so many Christians. They would even post it sa kanilang... We're not here to judge, but let the Word of God guide us. Kaya we need the wisdom of God. Oh, balance life. There's time for us to be out and enjoy life. Tama ho yung magbakasyon, relax, R&R. I remember Pastor Lou, before he passed away, lagi niyang pinapaalala sa akin yun. We might have different ways of relaxing. I find relaxation just reading. I love to read. I'm home and I just read, I find joy in it. If you find joy going somewhere else, that's fine. That's fine. We're not here to judge you or to tell you what to do. But let the Word of God guide us na, ano ba, baka excessive na yun, napapasobra na doon, nagkukulang na sa time with God or with the brethren. Amen? Okay po ba yun? Oh yes, that's right. And so, instead, look at this. So, balance po ah. Let's be balanced. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another. How? With psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Sister Sally led us to that today. Sing and make music in your heart. Lord, I love you, God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Lord, thank you for being here for me, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Simple lang. Pero pag narinig ni Lord yun from us, nasisihan siya. Amen. Hallelujah. Always, look at verse 20 as we end. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And lastly, let's submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His word before we take our communion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank you. Thank the Lord for His word that is truth to all of us. Glory to God. How many of you are thankful that the Lord has given us His word? Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this blessed opportunity you've given us all, God. How ang salita mo ay life to all of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are our guide and our teacher. Ikaw, Panginoon, na nagbibigay sa amin ng revelation and understanding of who Christ is, what He has done, that He is the only way to the Father. We thank you, Jesus, for the cross. So, Lord, even before we partake our communion this afternoon, this is an opportunity, brethren, for us to say thank you to the Father God for giving us His Son. In your own words po, magpasalamat, give a prayer of thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In our own words, let us express ang ating pasasalamat sa Panginoon. Thank you, Father God, for loving us by sending Jesus, your Son. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, because of your most precious blood, we are cleansed, we are forgiven, and that, Lord, may new life in you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. May hope kami sa iyo, God, that we should not be worried. Merong kaming security sa iyo, Lord Jesus. Ikaw ang aming firm foundation, the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing us how much we need the Lord every day and every moment of our lives, God. We don't want to take our communion lightly, but we would like this moment, Lord God, to be an opportunity for us all to say thank you for what you have done. Two valuable things were entrusted to us as Christians, and that is the Word of God that will endure forever and the gift of eternal life. Lord, we thank you for reminding us that, Lord, ang life namin dito sa mundo is short, fragile, and temporary. But, Lord, because you love us so much, because you're the God of preparation, Lord Jesus, you rose from the dead and now is in heaven. You have prepared a place for us. Those were your words, Lord. Kaya nagpapasalamat kami for the blessed hope that we have in you. The future that we have in you is marked with peace, O God, and security. The gift of eternal life, O God. That when that moment comes for any one of us, we know where we are headed, and that is in heaven to spend eternity with you, O God. We thank you for everyone in this local church, God, for the blessed opportunity you've given us. Lord, O God, na to know Jesus personally and intimately in our lives. Sabi mo that a person needs to be born again to enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And that through the word of God, na pinapakita mo sa amin ang aming greatest need is, Lord, the gift of salvation that can be ours as we receive Jesus as our Savior. And that we believe, Lord God, that through the blood that He shed at that cross, we have the forgiveness of our sins, Lord. And so, Holy Spirit, thank you for touching every heart today, even our children, God, young as they are, that they may know Jesus, O God, through the work of your Holy Spirit. And so, Father God, we thank you. Lord, marami kami pong binasa na, Lord, alam namin binabago kaming lahat, Panginoon. And we ask, Lord God, that we be cleansed, Lord God. If the Spirit of God is impressing something in your heart and mine, let's ask God's forgiveness for that right now and just receive the forgiveness that we have in Him. Dahil yun ang sabi niya, He is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins when we confess them to Him. So Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, even yung aming pagkukulang, spending time in reading your word, forgive us, God. We need the wisdom that comes from you para makita namin, ang Lord, ang mahalaga sa buhay. Lord, hindi kami magpapadala sa ways ng mundo, Panginoon, Lord God, but to know what's important to you, God. And we thank you for the blessings you've given us as a people of God. Lord, we thank you for all of this provision that you've given in our lives, the strength, yung mga may trabaho, Lord God, even kagalingan, Lord God, healing to our bodies and to our minds. So God, if someone is going through depression, that Lord, you are here to lift up that person, O God. You are here to guide us, O God, in our moments when we don't know what to do, Lord God. But today, we say thank you first, Lord God, for being here for us. And even as we partake communion today, we remember you, Lord Jesus, for your perfect sacrifice at that cross. As we call on the ushers, as the elements will be passed on. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Continue to come to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus. Let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving thanks to the Father. In Jesus' name. Glory to your name, O God. Glory to your name, O God. And grace of God. Thank you, Lord. There's something about reading the scriptures and everything that we are to do, because it's never meant to be a religious or empty ritual, but knowing the substance of partaking communion, being grateful for what our Lord Jesus has done for us. As we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Lord, this bread represents your broken body. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came. You came here on earth, you became flesh and dwelt among us. You know and you can relate with all of what's happening in our lives today, God. You are faithful. You are our faithful high priest. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your broken body. And so, Lord God, even as we partake this bread, we remember you, Lord Jesus, as what you have commanded us to do this in remembrance of you. We would like to remember you and your willingness, Lord God, to suffer and die on that cross, that the punishment should have been ours as sinners, you took it upon yourself, that we might have the gift of eternal life and the gift of salvation. So, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. And we thank you, Lord, O God, for what it represents, that you can bring wholeness in our lives, O God. As we partake this bread, may we remember that, Lord Jesus, your sacrifice at that cross is complete. Hallelujah, as we partake the bread. Thank you, Lord. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, until he comes." Lord, what a blessed hope that we have in you, Lord Jesus, that through your most precious blood that you shed at that cross, we have the forgiveness of all of our sins, God. That, Lord, there's a new beginning in our lives, oh God, as your word says, that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the power of your blood, Lord Jesus, that cleanses us from all of our sins. And that, Lord, your word says that with the same blood, the precious blood of our Lord Jesus, we have overcome Satan, his deception and lies, oh God. And I thank you for touching everyone in this local church before we partake this cup, knowing that, Lord Jesus, you are who you are. Lord, what you did at that cross, Lord God, we could appropriate these blessings upon our lives, God, the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life, the healing to our bodies and to our minds in Jesus' name, and the blessed hope that we have in you, O God. So thank you, Lord God, as we partake this cup, remembering you. We thank you for your most precious blood as we partake the cup. Let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's all rise up for the final blessing. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll wait till everyone is ready before we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the many words from the scriptures that we have read today, for reminding us all the importance of what we have been called as true Christians and true followers of Christ. That, Lord, there's such a need for us to defend and contend the truth and never to compromise, God, in our lives. Father God, we thank you that, Lord, in the same portion of the scriptures, oh God, as we read in Jude, that, Lord, you are able. You're more than able to keep us from falling and to present us all before your glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you that you're the God who's more than able to preserve every one of us. That, Lord, you are our faithful God. That, Lord, you promise that, Lord, the good work you've started in all of our lives, God, you are faithful to finish and to complete. Even for those, oh God, who are struggling in their walk with you, we thank you that there's help for any one of us. When the testing of faith comes, God, that, Lord, you are here through the power of your Holy Spirit to give that strength, Lord God, the strength that is beyond our natural abilities, oh God, for it talks about, Lord, that same resurrection power that made Jesus rise from the dead is the same power at work in all of us, for those of us who believe. Hallelujah. That you're here to protect, to guide us, and to preserve us all till the end, Lord. And Heavenly Father, may we be found faithful and committed to the Word of God that has been entrusted to us. May we guard it with all of our lives. When there would be so many lies around us being used by the enemy, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is here to guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit of God, we honor you. None of us are Bible scholars, but we can trust you and come to you and lean on you, that you will guide us into all truth, the truth that is found in Jesus alone and in His Word. We thank you even for protecting the minds of our children and our youth, oh God, our young people, God. That there's such a high call for us, Lord God, to guard our hearts and our minds, Lord God, from anything that is not in line to the truth that comes from Christ. Jesus, we declare that you are the Lord of all. That you are the only way to the Father for our salvation. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, oh God, for everyone in this local church, that, Lord, our spiritual growth, God, you would release every heavenly resource, everything that's needed, Lord God, to bring about, Lord, that growth, Lord God, in our lives, spiritually, even emotionally, Lord God, and even physically, Lord God, that we may do what you have called us, oh God. That the time is here when you have reminded us, we need to find out what pleases you, Lord God. No longer, Lord God, we're not here to be men pleasers, God. But our goal is to please you above all things, God. And help us to be faithful, Lord God. There's a call from that scripture, Lord God, for us, Lord God, to share the truth to so many. That they may be taken out from the path of darkness, God. That they may find the light that's found in Christ. Lord, help us. We need wisdom, God, even in our sharing of our faith to others, God, that we will not come as someone, Lord, oh God, we're forcing them or being so unpleasant to them. Teach us. Season our words with salt, Lord God. Help us to be gracious with our approach to people, God, that they may know of your love and grace, God, and to tell them the truth in love, in love. So, Father God, we receive the power of your Spirit and the love of God in our lives. That, Lord, the day is coming, God, as you tarry, because we know that the signs are here now, Lord, that you're coming so soon. So many prophecies found from the Word of God that's being fulfilled right before our eyes. And we need wisdom to live our lives, Lord God, to live wisely. And so, Father God, thank you, Lord, for touching everyone in this local church. May you use us, oh God, through the work of your Spirit to win so many more for Christ. Thank you, Father God. And even as we have a fellowship together and have our partake meals together, God, we thank you for providing for our needs. That's who you are. You're a faithful and bountiful supplier. No good thing shall you withhold from those who trust in you, oh God. And you will never put to shame those who put their trust in you, Lord God. Thank you for just touching us and blessing us to be a blessing to others, God. Thank you for this time. And we love you and we honor you today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. Let's worship the Lord together. Praise the Lord. For He's worthy.